for this guy, Robbie?
I need a last initial, S.
Brian
from Tahoe, your last initial.
S.
What?
S.
Brian S.
S hit S.
I know what it stands for.
S.
You no longer need that last initial because now you have a number.
Right.
Are you ready to jot this down?
Right now.
Okay, prick your finger and write it in blood. 00000/00 Zero.
May I make a request?
Three.
You do it differently every time.
May I make a request, though? Instead of stroke, may we insert the word Liddy? And would you read it again instead of stroke?
Yes, absolutely.
Stroke?
Yeah, okay, now this is your number. It is 00000/00/00309
That's
John, you are on the air, sir.
You don't know when he's finished, but that's your number, sir.
39. That's it, and I'm sorry we have to start the show like this and put you in the book.
I'm not sorry.
It. You're out of here.
Rob?
Why?
And besides, see, I didn't even give him the chance for the setup with what would you like to say.
No, I'm not saying it.
What?
I was just going to say Bo's actually been hired to do a mafia show.
What's that?
They're going to remake Vice Guy. I'm sorry. See, it was Wise Guy, and it just didn't work, and I was forcing it, and you just don't force.
He's been on the phone with Uncle Ben. Minute Vice.
Minute Vice. But now he's going to endorse a full line of products.
Don't forget Bice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Let's see, now you can move into that. Thank you. Thank you for embracing the disappointment.
You're welcome.
See, I'm disappointed that I came up with
Don,
that.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
And yes, happy. Shut up, you. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on. You need to hear the sound? Will that help you? There you go. Hello?
Hi, how you doing, Don and Mike, radio guy?
Hi there.
All right, instead of being disappointed by watching the actual show, just listen in and hear all the crap that I missed on TV last night.
Oh, so you listen in and does that disappoint you?
No, I'm actually not disappointed by you guys, but I probably would be if I tuned in to American Idol.
That's a pretty brilliant way of looking at it, yeah.
Okay, you're very deep, sir.
And it makes us feel that we're providing a valuable public service.
We pass the disappointment on to you.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And, Mike, all of us in Ocean City are proud of you for losing those 10 pounds, and hopefully we can help you put them back on.
Thank you.
There's your support. You guys probably call him from Thrasher's French Fries down at the boardwalk.
Fred, we will see. We'll see you later. I'll tell you something I'm never disappointed with.
What's that?
Never. Our outstanding advertisers.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you really want to test them out, why don't you try the old Jerry Lewis trick?
Jerry Lewis?
I heard when Jerry Lewis left a meeting, he'd purposely leave a briefcase with a tape recorder in it. Then after 5 minutes, he'd come back for it, listen to what everyone said about him.
That's pretty paranoid.
Yes, it is. I like it.
The Don and Mike Show. Blissfully nude, Don and Mike.
Right, right. You can hit our website, donandmikewebsite.com. If you go to the links page, I think the link of Kelsey Grammer falling down is still there.
Good.
I don't know if the Tony Danza crashing his car one is still there.
Is Paris Hilton's link still there?
Oh, yes. A beautiful link.
What a link she's got.
I bet that her link is probably smooth, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Her link.
Her link?
Her.
Oh, yeah.
Her link.
Oh, I think so. It would have to be. With all the modeling she does.
That's correct.
I think you know that to be true, as a matter of fact.
I believe there is actual videographic evidence that her link is smooth.
I only remember seeing, like, her head.
Oh, I saw more than that.
Oh, you saw the links?
I saw her link.
Her link. I was trying to get a golf thing going there, because if you're out of the links.
Yeah.
You get to,
I saw her link and her putter. I'm not sure what that guy's name was, though.
Lucky.
Lucky.
You know when you have to be careful on a golf course?
When?
It's between the first and second holes.
Isn't that some joke? There's some joke that's like, what's the par on this hole and everything else?
No, all I know, it's about the fleshy freeway.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Anyway, yes, the Paris Hilton TV spot is, we got a link on our website.
That's right. Now it's time for everybody to see, and if you want to take a look at it, taint nobody's business but yours.
That's right. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Came by me. Mr. Geronimo?
Yes, hello.
Mr. Geronimo?
What?
Oh, sorry. I hate to bother you, but could I have a private moment with Mike?
Sure, go ahead.
Hi, I'm here.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Bice is nice, but incest is best.
What? Wait, you see a laugh through it. What was it?
He said Bice is nice, but incest is best. And that was directed at you.
I'm so nice.
At
you, you got a Mr. Geronimo, and then I got, may I talk to Mike?
Yes, of course.
And then he lays that on me.
Our daddy is dead.
Our daddy is dead.
Having fun.
Oh, my goodness. This low pressure won't go away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That was
me making a sound while the computer... I was looking...
While the computer was delaying the phone line.
At each line that I tried to push, it would make that little lockup. The icon would come up.
Well, I have one question.
Yes.
Who's on the line?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don? Mike?
Yes.
Harley Mike? Harley Mike?
Is he calling you
Harley Mike?
Harley Mike.
Don, Harley Mike, how you doing?
You're giving Mike a nickname now, Harley Mike.
Harley Mike, yeah.
It doesn't sound tough enough. Harley Mike sounds like a vaudeville performer. There's vaudeville again.
You could be on the Scott Shannon show.
I'm Harley Mike.
We've got Charlie Gnarly and Harley Mike at the Taco Bell.
Harley Mike.
I think if you were on the Shannon show, you'd be Motorbike Mike.
Motorbike Mike.
All right, listen, what can we do for you?
Motorbike Mike, Harley Mike, I like that. Hey,
what?
Mike, I'm happy you got a motorcycle. I hope we hear some more motorcycle talk.
Yeah.
I haven't heard you talk about it very much.
Well, it's been a rainy week here, gentlemen. And, you know, it hasn't been out of the garage.
I bet you've still been polishing it.
More than you know.
You've been polishing that thing?
Hey, I polished it long before I had a Harley, sir.
Did you really?
Yeah, I polished my Link.
You have a lock. You don't have a Link. Boys have locks. Girls have Links.
Locks and Links.
Come on.
Patty, Edith. Patty.
Last night on TV, besides stupid American Idol, it was stupid Robin Amba.
Right. Boy, I hate them both.
Get married.
I think everybody hates them both.
I think so.
Beth Ann doesn't. She likes them. She taped it. The reason we're playing this is we're going to have Tool Time now. We're going to listen. It's a theme to Tool Time, Home Improvement.
Right.
We're going to listen to some Robin Amber clips.
Amba?
I asked Beth Ann to just find the ones where Rob is being Boston Robish.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
So you like Boston Rob and Amber?
No, I don't like either of them.
Oh, good.
But the show sucked me in. You know, in 2 hours of it. Oh.
You like the disappointment?
Yeah.
So you got into it, Helen?
Disappointment, huh?
Helen?
Yeah.
You got into it?
Yeah. I mean, it was a wedding. Who doesn't get into a wedding?
You?
Three of us.
True.
Goddamn well, I don't.
Four.
Touche, Mr. Geronimo.
I'm not a fan of the wedding shows, if you get my drift.
Hey, Beth Ann, back to those gold corduroys today.
I know. They look good, don't they?
Yeah, well, that
How's
was a nice
feel?
Experiment. I thought you were going to go all week.
I almost wore the... I was going to wear the yellow dress all the time as well, but I just couldn't stomach it this morning.
Didn't like the freedom.
But I look at it in my closet, and I think of you, Mike.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really
Maybe
do.
Maybe in your closet, in your boudoir.
Thanks so much.
Did you exchange
the other one that didn't fit?
I'm going to go this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Right. More time.
I'd like to quote the great young MC who said, "She's dressed in yellow. She said hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow."
Oh, I love it when you quote Bust a Move.
Yes. Yeah. I thought of you, Beth Ann.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got the...
Uh-huh.
Bye, VA.
Bye.
Uh-huh.
Same corduroys.
Yeah.
Same corduroys.
Well, they practically ran to her when she got home last evening.
Same friggin' pants.
Yeah.
They were standing in the corner.
Put me back on.
She keeps saying that she launders them every day.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe her to be a generally a clean woman.
Yeah, yeah, but wouldn't they...
I'd have to put a qualifier there. Generally. I would imagine on the weekend.
She's probably somewhat clean on the weekend.
I'm sure.
I think so.
Somewhat.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. Women are different than guys.
Yeah.
I think, generally speaking, women bathe every day.
Women are generally cleaner by nature. I don't think women can necessarily grease up as much as guys can on a weekend. Like if you go a whole weekend, you and I have both done it, where you just say, who needs it? You put the cap on.
Yeah.
And by Sunday, 6 o'clock, a woman's going to be in better shape than a guy would be.
Yeah. Not necessarily.
Well, it depends on the woman.
See, but the thing is, a woman wouldn't go that far with it. A woman, I think, after like 24 hours would crawl out of her skin.
Yeah, I think most women would probably wig out a little bit if they hadn't taken a shower. Most.
But I have to wonder, when those corduroys will just dissolve.
Hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah. I hope.
When's the last time you went more than 24 hours without bathing?
Never.
Never?
I mean, I'm kind of weird about that. I shower in the morning and I bathe at night.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Baby.
We finally found something odd about her.
Wow. Are you obsessed with being clean?
I'm clean, ready to go.
Do you ever scream, out damn spot? Just scrubbing.
He bringing Shakespeare into this?
I'm just trying to see the level of the...
Out damn spot.
Do you have candles in your...
Scented candles?
Around your tub?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Oh, you do that? You do that with a lantern?
What did he say?
Do you have a lantern?
I don't have a lantern.
Well, that's good.
Skull and crossbones.
So is that like your special time?
Yeah, and I like to take a nice bath, and I need to shave my legs. I used to shave my legs every single day.
Uh-huh. And who needs that? That's such a hassle. Especially
when
you're
wearing, really is a hassle.
Especially when you're wearing corduroys. How many days growth you got on those gams now, those babies?
How many
days growth right now?
I wash them every...
No.
How many days growth on your legs?
Oh, no. I mean, I shaved last night, and I shaved for the dress. I generally probably shave every night.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to be ready for X.
Sure.
To a point.
I, you know, Buzz, I call that point.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yeah. You do. Exfoliating.
Why would you love to be that loofah, huh? Oh, tender. Watch out.
Is this the final procedure? Are there any more?
No. Oh. There's some of that stuff that just won't
out
go.
Damn spots.
Sometimes I take the lantern and hold it up.
Wow.
There you
God,
go.
Wow. God. Hold on. We got one more here that just won't come out. And there you go. Got it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And then you got to moisturize.
Oh, you have to moisturize?
Yeah, all over your body.
It's always so. What is the total time frame on this whole procedure?
Yeah.
Normally, how long does it take?